Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We're continuing the halachos of Toichin on Shabbos. Just to summarize what we learned so far, there is an iser to grind up vegetables or fruits, means to cut into small pieces on Shabbos. There's an iser to do that on Shabbos. But if it does not grow on the ground, then it's mutter to do on Shabbos. For example, eggs, cheese, meat, it's mutter to grind them up on Shabbos because there's no iser Toichin when it comes to things that are not gedulei karka, don't grow from the ground. But even though it's mutter to grind them on Shabbos, you now use a special utensil to grind even those items, eggs or meat. You cannot use an alligator or any specialized grinding utensil. You now use that on Shabbos. So therefore, for example, if you want to crush up eggs on Shabbos, it's mutter to use a fork to crush up those eggs on Shabbos because there's no iser toichen on eggs. Mashenkin, to use a specialized utensil like an alligator to crush up the eggs, that will be usher to do on Shabbos. Now, there might be other problems with making exile on Shabbos together with mayonnaise or oil. We'll talk about it in the sugya Losh. Now we are handling the sugya of Teichen. So now there's a chiddush when it comes to the malacha of Teichen. Usually, in all malacha Shabbos, if you do the malacha with a shinu, you do it in an unorthodox way, it's still aser. It might not be aser midaraisa, but it's still aser. Masha'inkin, when it comes to Teichen, there's a chiddush that if you do the grinding in an unorthodox way with a shinu, the halacha is that it's mutter. For example, the Gemara says in Shabbos that it's mutter, Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara says it's mutter to grind up spices with the back of a knife, or with the handle of the knife. Or it says in the Sefta, same idea, that it's mutter to crush up the veil of a groigros, this is dates and figs, for a zakena, for older people, by using the back of the knife, the handle of the knife. So you see, it's mutter to do these things with a shinui. The shaila is really why? Why is Teichen any different? So it's a mavuya in the Beis Yosef, the reason is that since this is a shinui gomer, therefore, it's mutter even l'chatchila. So therefore, if someone had to grind something on Shabbos, he's allowed to use the handle of a knife or the handle of a fork to crush it, that would be fine. Now therefore, if someone wants to crush up a banana or avocado, he should not use the fork, because that's a normal way of crushing it up. He should use the back of the fork, the handle of the fork, and this way would be mutter, because that's called, that's considered a shinui. And the Mishmura adds that it's pashut, that it's mutter to grind up salt and spices with your hand. Because the hand is definitely a big shinui. But the Tilda of it says, it depends. Those type of foods, taka, is not the normal thing to grind up with your hands. But if you have a food, which would be the normal way, would be to grind up with your hands, then it would not be a heter to grind by hand. So just to summarize, what we just learned is that a special heter when it comes to grinding, that if you do it in an unorthodox way, a shinui gomor, the loch is, that's mutter l'chatchila. And therefore, for example, if you want to crush up a banana or avocado, you could do it with the handle of the fork instead of the fork itself, and that we mutter to do on Shabbos.